Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The name of the baby in the barn was a secret. Shh. For 8 days, no one knew the name. The angels knew. But in Jewish tradition, the name would not be revealed at the ceremony of circumcision. Welcome to my series, Emmanuel, He Has Come. We're about to find out the name of the baby at the temple. It was the tradition of God's people not to announce the name of their child until after 8 days, when they would bring the child to the temple for a special ceremony of circumcision. Mary and Joseph brought their baby to the temple along with a required sacrifice for their firstborn son. It was on this day that these amazing events took place. Sitting on the steps of the temple was a man named Simon, who was a righteous and devout man, empowered by the Holy Spirit. He was waiting for the Messiah of his people to arrive. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not taste death until he would see the Lord's Christ. As Joseph and Mary came up the stairs, Simeon saw them and greeted them. He took the baby in his arms, lifted the baby up, and declared these words: "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you've prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." He gave the child back, looked into the eyes of Mary and Joseph, and said, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword that will pierce your own soul also, so that thoughts of many hearts will be revealed in Israel." Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. His name is Messiah, Christ, the Savior of his people, Emmanuel, and many other names. We just call him Jesus. The prophecies surrounding this amazing birth are just beginning. Next, we'll see how astrologers saw signs in the heavens declaring his birth. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.